Hey, Isaac, nice job on Saturday. Got to take us through that
Thanks.
touchdown and the celebration. What was that like for you? And then what was the fallout as you watched it with the guys afterwards?
All right, here's the deal with the whole celebration. Before the game, Kalani wanted us to get hyped for the game. We had no fans there, so he wanted the whole group to, have a dance in their back pocket. He wanted someone to, a lot of guys dancing, and he said, if no one has a dance, then do the cabbage patch. So cabbage patch is this, just nice and easy, not too hard, not too complicated. And he said, hey, if you don't have a dance, just do that. And so obviously I'm not a big dancer. I don't dance that much. And so when I score, I freak out. I have no idea what to do, but I have to do a dance, obviously, because my head coach told me to. And so I just decided to do the cabbage patch because my coach told me to. And then all of a sudden I get a million texts saying how bad of a dancer I am and how everyone like hates my dancing. And I was like, that's not even my fault. I'm just listening to my coach and what he's telling me to do. So it was frustrating. Maybe next time I'll figure out a new dance, because I kind of got roasted, but it was a lot of fun catching touchdown. And that was a great pass by Zach. Zach dropped it in there, and a good call by the coaches. So it was a lot of fun. But yeah, I mean, I was listening to my coach's advice, so.
Did you know when you gave the high five to the ref that that was the ref in that moment?
I had no idea. But I guess that's kind of BYU tradition. I've heard guys do that before. There's been players that hug the ref. I think after Nebraska, that Hail Mary, they hugged the ref. Mine wasn't that big of a deal, but I gave the ball to James Empey, and then I high-fived the ref. I should have high-fived James Empey and then gave the – oh, no, yo. I gave the ball to James Empey. Yeah, high-fived the ref. I should have done the opposite. So kind of screwed up there also. But, it was my first touchdown, so I had to – I was kind of, like, all crazy. But I'll figure it out one day. I'll get – my mind won't be so all over the place.
Okay, we'll take a question from Norma Gonzalez from the Salt Lake Tribune and then Mitch Harper, KSL.
Hey, Isaac, so you were just talking about how the coaches were asking you guys to bring your own energy and bring these dance moves to an empty Lavelle George Stadium. I guess, how is it going to be going into this week, knowing what you guys busted out on the field this past weekend? Are there going to be new moves? Are there going to be different moves? And if for whatever reason, the restrictions don't get lifted and you guys have to continue playing games without fans, how will that be like for the rest of the season?
Well, I honestly feel like playing with no fans, we still have it's like just a scrimmage for us. We still have the same amount of energy. A lot of guys are more hyped up because they're excited for their teammates to be out there, and playing football is playing football. So we're just excited to be out there and to be playing. Honestly, a lot of schools are just sitting at home, so we're very fortunate that we're playing football right now. And we're just going to bring our own juice, whether there's fans or not. We're going to be keep dancing. We're going to keep having fun, keep showing the world that BYU is a fun, energetic, but also a winning program.
Isaac, I saw a little bit on Saturday that you played along inline tight end, but then on some slot as well. Do you feel like that can be a role that you can continue in, where you're versatile enough to line up in either spot in this offense?
Yeah, I hope I can try to do it all, like Matt Bushman was able to do it all: block, catch, run routes, block open DBs, play outside. So a lot of as long as like I'm trying to be as versatile as possible, but I'm still have a lot long way to go. I still am not there yet completely. I can obviously work harder at being more versatile, whether that's on my blocking or my route running or catching. There's still a long way to go for me. I'm only a freshman, so I'm just going to keep working and getting better every day.
Okay, we'll take a question from Jared Lloyd and then Matt Biamonte.
Isaac, what's it like being part of this offense and that has been just able to do so many things so well in the first couple of weeks? What's that experience been like?
It's fun, man. We're killing every team. We're running the ball down the throat. We're throwing it. We're blocking people, running great routes. It's really fun when you're winning. It's really fun when you feel dominant. And so the offense is clicking. Coach Grimes, Coach A-Rod, all the coaches, Coach Clark, Coach Unga, everyone is just dialed in. We're all hungry, motivated to keep this thing going because we want to be the best offense in the nation, and we're on track to be the best offense in the nation and score the most points. So we're excited. We want to keep it going and just see where you know, how far we can go with this offense with all the talent we have.
Isaac, you mentioned Matt Buschen a minute ago. Have you been able to reach out to him or hear anything from him as the season's gone along?
Yeah, it was awesome. Matt was at the game, and he was on the sidelines and cheering us on. So when Mason scored, we were all stoked because we had another fullback slash tight end score. When I scored, Matt was super stoked. He wants us to do the best we can possible, and he's so supportive. He loves us. We're his brothers, and we're a really tight-knit group. So it was so fun seeing Matt on the field and being able to talk to him and just text him is awesome. He just had a baby recently, so he's been spending a lot of time with Annie, his little daughter, and she's so cute. But, yeah, he still comes around, and we love seeing him, and he's the man. He has a lot of knowledge, so he helps me out a ton, and all the other tight ends.
Hey, Mitch Harper.
Yeah, Isaac, has it felt like a little bit more normal this week? And I know everything's day by day right now in the climate that we're living in, but having a game in a second straight week, has it just felt like a little bit more of a, you're getting in that flow and a rhythm? Because I know having those routines is critical for you guys.
Yeah, it's definitely a good feeling. Knowing we have a game this week and not on edge, are we playing, are we not? It definitely feels a lot more normal like last year where we have a game, we're ready to go. And now it's a short week, so we have a game on Friday, and we're going to – we actually have a lot of motivation just keep rolling on. We don't have this long 19-day break or what do we have from Navy to Troy. So we're just going to try to keep this thing rolling and just pretend everything's normal and, keep it going.
Okay, we'll take a question from Sean Walker and finish with Jared Lloyd.
Yeah, Isaac, you actually mentioned it right there, and I'm wondering if I can maybe follow up on that a little bit because it is a short week, and things are a little bit different on a short week in a football program. What's kind of been your experience with having sort of one less day to prepare for everything, and do you feel like, I mean, A-Rod just barely told us that you guys sort of combine Tuesdays and Wednesday practices today, so does it feel a little bit like drinking out of a fire hose yet, or do you feel like you're kind of staying on top of things?
We're staying on top of things. I feel like we're just going to run our offense. We're going to do us. We're going to play our game. And so we've been working on a bunch of plays ever since spring ball happened. And so we shouldn't be too all over the place. We just play BYU football and get after these guys.
Isaac, I just wanted to know what your dad said about both the offense and your own performance. What's been his feedback? He knows a little bit about what you're doing, so.
Yeah, I didn't pull my dad. I didn't pull the Hawaii Byron Rex. I could have, but it would have been unnecessary because there's no fans and it was at home. And so I guess I could have done pulled a Byron Rex to Troy, but that would have been unsportsmanlike conduct. So, you know what? He was very stoked, though. He was happy for me. My dad's really supportive, and it was cool seeing his son play at the same stadium he did and catch a touchdown. So he wants me to catch more, obviously, and play even better. But he was proud, and he's a really supportive dad. My mom was really happy, too. So it was cool making that play, but not satisfied with that one play. I got to keep making more.